Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you each week from our studio here in University Hall. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. We're still more than a month away from the start of spring practice, but it's never too early to talk football. My guest today is UVA's All-America safety, Quinn Blanding. Quinn, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Last time you were on this show, you were about 2 months into your college career, and you were Anthony Harris's protege. Now you're heading into your final college season as the unquestioned leader of the secondary. We've seen you, obviously, on the football field. How have you changed and grown as a person over your time here?
Just learning the game more. From the time I got here with Anthony Harrison in a meeting room, him teaching me the defense, and now me teaching the defense to my young guys, and, you know, learning the defense off of them and learning the defense from the coaches is just – my role has just increased a lot, just to being the leader of the team and, you know, making all the calls and, you know, making sure everyone's doing their right job. And so I feel like I've grown a lot as a player and learning more about this game each and every day.
What about away from football? You feel like you've grown too?
Oh, yes. As a person, just, you know, hanging around my teammates all the time and just, you know, being with them and just, you know, when you get older and, you know, you just start – seeing things differently, and so I feel like that's what's happening.
You gave UVA fans a late Christmas present on December 26th when you announced that you were coming back for your senior season. Had you made your mind up a couple days before then, or were just waiting
until
then to make the announcement?
I think it just happened at that time. You know, like I said in in my letter, it's just a lot of unfinished business that I have to attend to, and, you know, it just has to be done, and it's going to get done.
Micah Kizer went through the same process you did, and he actually made his announcement before you did that he was coming back. I know you're close, but you each had to make the decision that was the best for yourself. But did you talk about it much with him, and did his decision to come back influence your decision at all?
We talked about it a little bit, but
he had fun with it on his video.
Yeah, he did a lot of fun with it because he knew in his mind he was coming back. Mine was a little different because I had no clue what I wanted to do and how I wanted to proceed with the next level. So going through that process, I talked to him a little bit about it, but it just came down to me and, you know, me and my family, what's best for me.
Is it fair to say that you would not have come back if you didn't believe in Bronco Mendenhall and his plan for building this program?
I believe in it. I strongly do believe in it, and I trust the process, and I trust the program that he set in place for us. And, you know, we just got to go out there and execute it.
You and Coach Mendenhall seem to have a really strong connection. Were you surprised at how quickly that bond formed between the two of you? And did you – were you confident that that would happen, or were you kind of uncertain what was going to happen when he took over?
I think it was the best thing. I knew coming in as a free safety in this defense, the free safety makes all the calls, and so why not the defensive coordinator, which just happens to be our head coach, why don't I get close to him as well as with my position coach to learn everything from them and then, you know, teach it to the young guys so they won't have to do much teaching so we could just go out there and play.
He has talked a lot about, you know, where he lives out in Ivy and having players out there. How are your horseback riding skills?
Oh, I haven't rode the horses yet. I've rode horses before, but not here.
You looking forward to that? Is that on the bucket list before you leave UVA?
Well, it's definitely up there.
Obviously, your goal is to play at the next level. When you requested feedback from the NFL, do they give you any specific areas that to improve in, or do they just give you kind of a flat projection on if you come out, you're likely to be drafted here?
Oh, no, they give you that, but they also give you ways to improve as well. So that's what I'm getting the feedback from, and, you know, taking the feedback in, and, you know, that's what I'm working on each and every day with my training. So they won't have their questions no more next year.
So was that process beneficial to you? I mean, educational, just going through that?
Yeah, I believe so. Most people kind of, like, take it and, like, feel bad about themselves or, like, take it and don't know how to act or respond about it. But I'm going to take it with, you know, confidence, and I'm going to accept the challenge that they put in front of me, and I'm just going to show them that I can play football.
So how are the off-season workouts going, and how does this program under Coach Wintrick compare to last year's? I know there was a ton of running last year.
Well, last year, it was brand new to all of us. They didn't know how we would act, and we didn't know how they would act. So now they have a plan that they're sticking to and that they know is going to work, especially with how we train now. So, like, the bigs do what bigs have to do. The outside the box do what outside the box have to do. The front seven have to do what the front seven have to do. So it's just geared for us in our individual skill set. So it's really helpful.
What do you – I mean, are there specific things physically that you're working on going into this final season, you know, particularly given the feedback from the NFL?
Just being bigger and faster. That's what they want to see, and, you know, that's what I'm going to give them.
What's your weight these days?
I'm still around the same, 215.
Are you trying to get bigger or heavier or just stronger?
I'm going to stay where I am, but I'm going to get stronger, and then I'm also going to get faster. So,
you are a task unit leader, right?
Yes.
What, for people who aren't familiar with that, what does that involve, and who's in your task unit?
So what involves a task unit leader is just someone who's reliable, someone who's older, who knows a little bit about the program, and also just someone they can count on, and someone that can lead by example. And so that's what I do as well. And under me is Joe Reed. So he's like my co-captain.
So you got a second-year guy.
Yeah, I got
still a first-year, actually.
Yeah, so I got a co-captain with me, and Joe Reed. And, you know, if you do so well and, like, you're reliable and you can lead by an example, that's basically what your role is. And what our role is as a task unit is just basically we come together on issues that, like, the team has or, like, we have, and we can present them to Coach Wintrick, which will present it to Coach Mendenhall. We can go to Coach Mendenhall, and it's like a voice for the team.
So how many people are in your task unit?
It's like 12 of us in each task unit, so it's like 5 task units, I think.
So do you work out together, or is that just separate? I mean, the task unit, do you guys train together as well, or is it kind of a off-the-field thing?
It's different levels to our program. So it's like Navy, Delta, White, Orange. Right. So that's the level of where you train. But then we have, like, games and stuff where we come together as a task unit, and we play them together, but we also, like, each and every day is an individual fight. And then within the individual fight is helping for your task unit.
There are a lot of players with experience back on defense this year. Just you and Micah, Andrew Brown, Bryce Hall, Eli Hamback, Jordan Mack, Chris Peace, Juan Thornhill, among others. And then you have Malcolm Cook, Tim Harris, Darius Lattimore coming back from injuries or health issues. Do you have the sense that this could be a really strong defense if everything comes together?
Oh, yes, I believe so. Because we played a lot of first years last year. And, I mean, they came in and stepped up and, you know, someone had to play the role and they did it. And, you know, they did it well. And, you know, they're a little older now, so now they have a little experience under their belt. And so now they're just going to be better than what they were last year. And so I think we're going to have a strong defense, especially with the guys coming back and, you know, they also played in a lot of games for us, and so I think it's just gonna work out for us best.
Your secondary coach is Nick Howell. What's it been like working with him?
Oh, it's been great. He's very energetic. If most people don't know him, and
he's got a little lower profile than some of the assistants.
Yeah,
by choice.
Yeah, one thing about him, he loves football. He always is in the meeting room waiting for us to come in and, you know, he's always talking ball, like when he texts us in the group messages, just, you know, keep us going. And, you know, he's just doing his job, and he just really loves his game.
When you're in the meeting room, are all the DBs together, or do you split into corners and safeties?
We're all together, so corners and safeties are all together, but we go through every position. And so we might stay on one play or one clip for like 10 minutes just to hit every point and just keep going from there.
Juan Thornhill started at cornerback last season and played well on the 2017 spring roster. He's listed as a safety. It seems to be, I think he was a safety when he came in here, so he's got some familiarity. You're looking forward to playing with him at that position, and what do you think he can bring at the back of the defense?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, he's also playing safety, but he's still playing corner as well. So he's he's interchangeable right now. So that's what makes him kind of special right now, because he's interchangeable. So he knows how to play corner. And he came in as a safety, and moving him to safety is no difference. You still have to cover a receiver, or you have to cover a back. It's just like playing corner still. So I think he's going to be a great asset for us back there.
Four freshmen enrolled here in January. Two of them are DBs, Raya Burton and Jermaine Crowell, whose name is familiar to because of his brother and his uncle who played here. What are your early impressions of those two? Have they been training with you or with a secondary group?
Well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have individual after our workout. So we're all together on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And after our workout, we train, do an indie together. So I get to see them at that point. But I also see them when they work out on their own as well. But, you know, my hat's off to them, because they came in, bought in real quick. And it's just amazing to see what the program looks like and what it's going to be.
How important is it to you? I mean, you've picked up a lot of individual accolades along the way, all ACC, all America tackler, all that. I'm guessing the winning portion is just as important to you. I mean, how much are you driven to, you know, kind of turn the program around or help turn it around in that aspect, as well as distinguish yourself individually?
It means a lot to me. I mean, I've been here for going on to my fourth year now, and, you know, really haven't had a great success as a winning program. And, you know, it sucks, because at the end of the day, when we lose, all they're going to look back at is Quinn Bland is on the team, and that's his team. So they're going to blame me for the loss. So I got to take it, and I got to lead the team, and we got to just win.
You'd be disappointed there are, as we talked about on defense, there are some nice pieces back. The same thing on offense. Kurt Benkert is back, even though he had an up and down year. Will you be disappointed if this team does not show improvement on the field? And do you expect that to happen just because of the familiarity everyone has with the system this year?
Well, that's why we go through spring ball, get all the kinks out right now and go through spring ball and have a great spring. And then when the time summer comes, there's not going to be no ups and downs or bumps and bruises. It's just going to be straightforward, and we're going to win.
You're a sociology major, right?
Yes, sir.
Where are you in your studies? Would you like to wrap that up by the time you get out of here?
Oh, yes. I'll be done by December.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how challenging is that to do, to get to graduate in 3.5 years?
That's the plan I came in with, and, you know, that's the plan I'm going to stick with. So it's been going great for me so far, so I'm just going to keep pushing.
I know you're popular among your fellow student-athletes here. What is your favorite sport to follow here at UVA other than football?
I actually like following all the sports. I actually like trying to go see other games and other teams play, because it's a big community here. And, you know, they come and watch us play all the time, and they're the actual ones who actually stay for the games. And, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what we're losing, I mean, they're still there for us, and they always talk to us. And, you know, so I try to go watch every sport and, you know, just try to see other teams do great and, you know, have success here.
Who's the most impressive athlete you've seen then outside of football?
Pole vault that does, he does throwing, the shot put, he runs track and field. So he does a shot put, and he's just.
Who, Phillip?
Him and Phillip. Poe and Phillip.
Oh, Pobo, yeah.
Pobo and Phillip. They are very impressive guys. I love going in the weight room and watching them lift, because it's...
So do you go out to the track to watch the track and field, if you can?
Oh, yeah. So I'm just waiting to, you know, because we don't have an indoor here. So, you know, they're in indoor season
right now.
They're
right out in the hall there.
So now they're about to come to outdoors. So I will go to track meets and see them, you know, participate. And, you know, my other track team members, I go watch them as well. I just like going to support other teams.
Pobo is a pretty good chess player, too. I don't know if you knew that.
He's a smart guy.
Did you do track in high school at all?
Oh, I did a little bit of it, just to train for my speed.
Right. Well, good. Well, thanks again for stopping by. It's always good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
As is often the case, this will be a busy weekend for UVA athletics. For information on everything that's on tap, check virginiasports.com. Thanks for listening to this Wahoo Central podcast, and I'll be back next week with a new one.